Good morning. Skies were clear for a while overnight. Now some clouds have moved in from the south and west, but it is dry. Temperatures, meanwhile, have dropped back through the 30s in many locations. A lot of spots waking up in the 20s. Most everyone at or below freezing in the lower 30s otherwise. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken during the morning as a storm system makes an approach from the Tennessee Valley into the eastern Great Lakes. Upper-level energy diving through the Midwest and into the Ohio Valley will generate a new storm along the coast, and both low-pressure centers will work their way through the region over the next 24 hours. The coastal storm will keep colder air locked in across a large part of interior New York and New England, in some cases close enough to freezing that when precipitation arrives this afternoon, it will be in the form of some wet snow. This will primarily occur across portions of the Catskills, the Adirondacks, and Green Mountains, where 2 or 3 inches of snow are possible by this evening. Elsewhere, we'll see a cold rain, and it could fall heavily at times, starting by mid-afternoon, and it looks like the rain will persist right on through the evening commute. In fact, enough rain that we could see some localized flash flooding across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and western and central New England, and flood watches have been posted in these areas. Temperatures will manage to reach the lower to mid-40s for highs in most valley locations. Rain will persist into the night tonight as the storm system moves through. Again, the higher terrain could see wet snow adding up to another couple of inches during the overnight hours. The steady precipitation will wind down throughout the night as temperatures drop back into the lower to mid-30s. This will set us up for a blustery and cold Saturday with a gusty northwest wind. Skies will be mostly cloudy and scattered showers and lake effect snow squalls will be possible with highs in the lower 40s. With high pressure building in, Sunday will be mostly sunny but cold, staying in the 30s. Back to the lower 40s and dry on Monday before another storm makes an approach on Tuesday with another chance of rain or rain and snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter-like temperatures are already in place for the central and northern plains, with yesterday's highs ranging from the teens to the 30s all the way down to the Kansas-Oklahoma border. Several inches of snow has also been reported across Nebraska and Kansas. The cold temperatures will continue to advance south into New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas for today, with forecast highs of about 15 to 25 degrees below early November averages. The combination of the anomalously cold air and an upper-level disturbance will spread snow into northern Wisconsin, the UP of Michigan, along with lower Michigan as that storm begins to organize over the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, areas along and immediately north of a stationary front along the Gulf Coast will experience unsettled weather with showers and thunderstorms into the day today. And across California, a combination of especially dry fuels for burning due to an ongoing drought, strong winds, and low relative humidity will lead to very dangerous conditions for fire weather. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted extremely critical conditions today for Southern California as a strong Santa Ana wind winds up. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 21 degrees, 120 miles visibility, and a northwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 25, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.36 and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain moving in the mid-50s, Boston increasing clouds with a chance of late-day rain near 50, and in Buffalo, rain and snow with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low, 31, the average temperature, 40, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.18 inches for the month, which is 1.28 inches above normal, and 37.83 inches for the year, which is 3.80 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high 71 set in 1975, and the record low 11 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with rain and snow moving in today, the wet snow mostly confined to the mountains where a couple of inches are possible by sunset, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain and snow tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with rain moving in today, heavy at times, and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with rain moving in today, perhaps some wet snow across the higher terrain with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain and snow tonight with lows in the 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with rain moving in today, heavy at times, and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with rain moving in this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-40s. More rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, colder with scattered snow showers, upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, upper 30s and lower 40s. A good chance of rain or rain and snow on Tuesday near 40. Windy and colder Wednesday, snow showers, lower to mid-30s for highs, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.